Okay. 11 o'clock, time to call to order the Town of Scare Bay special ad hoc committee. Can I get roll call, please?
Roll call's been taken. Let the record show that Director Graham is absent.
Okay, thank you. This is the opportunity for public comments. Are there any members of the public who wish to speak about anything not on today's agenda? Is there anyone online?
No, there's not.
All right, seeing none, I'll close public comment, and I would move to the consent calendar, but since it's just me, we can't move to the consent calendar. And for those members online who are listening and or will be listening, and for those members in public, since there's only Director Dutoit here, all we can have is a discussion. There'll be no action taken, but at least we can start the process and throw some ideas out there. All right, so let's move to item one. D, do you want to announce this or just... Well, you know, obviously the intent of this ad hoc committee was put together so we could look at current necessities for this building as well as future items for this building. In parallel, another committee is looking at alternative solutions for office spaces, but for the purpose of this ad hoc, we'll be strictly looking at the upgrading of the community center. And with that being said, I guess we'll start it. Okay. What's the best way to start it? Well, so let's just, I'm just going to talk about Lalo here a little bit here, and, you know, here's some observational things that I think, and I wish Karen was here as well, but in no particular order, you know, last CSC meeting was a great example. You know, we have the front door here, and we have members of the public coming and going for the pool, which I think is great, but, you know, they're apprehensive to come in because they see a meeting, and then when they do come in here, it's a little bit disruptive. So certainly, if we could, you know, incorporate having an alternative... you can just write those down on your paper. I don't have to go up there doing it. I have terrible handwriting and you couldn't read it anyway. So. But certainly, you know, having an alternative front entrance to me makes a lot of sense. We talked about, or it was mentioned, having a, you know, dedicated type receptionist person, not only for community center business, but as well as for town business as well. It might make sense. This room, I believe, is too small for current board meetings. You know, how to enlarge this room, you know, is something I think that we should have looked at as well. Whether it's enlarged by going, you know, behind me here in this direction, or, you know, going that direction. I don't know what makes sense and what's the most cost effective. So enlarging the room, I believe, is a necessity. Having an alternative entrance or some type of different entrance. We talked about the bathrooms. Making better use of the areas that we do have. And I'm gonna leave some of this onto Monica here because obviously you utilize this building on a daily basis, so you'd have better insight than I would. Not necessarily today you have to give anything, but just, you know, thinking out loud what you'd like to see happen in order to effectively optimize these rooms. Like, would be coming from your end. I would not know. Mm-hmm. I could guess.
Sure.
Anyway, yeah, please pick up. Let's make this very casual.
So if you were to go this way or that way with the building, would the whole building need to be up to code?
I don't know. So really, you know,
what
I think is going to have to happen is that we're going to have to come up with a list of things we'd like to see this happen to this building. Then the board, that would have to be brought to the board for their approval to have a third party consultant put something on paper for us so it can go out for a bid. Is that kind of approximately?
We're supposed to be just remodeling the community center. I thought we were looking at remodeling it for town offices.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Well, remodeling it as, it's going to be a hybrid because at the end of the day, if the wastewater mm-hmm. is looking at a solution that doesn't incorporate a boardroom, mm-hmm. then yes, there's where the synergies come. But if they're looking at a solution that does incorporate a boardroom, mm-hmm. then a lot of the things that we're talking about today probably will not be utilized or implemented.
Okay. Do they have cameras over at that, the offices now, like out front, or any kind of surveillance stuff?
I'm not sure. Oh.
Because, I mean, what I was thinking is, you know, since you do have the water tanks and stuff over there, and the security issue was a big thing, and you got the access for the office.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Jerry, let's just keep it on target as far as this building specifically, though.
Oh, this one here?
That's what we're talking about today.
Oh,
yes, that's...
Okay.
We're strictly talking about the community center and...
Oh, got it. I'm sorry.
Just clarify. So this meeting is, the sole purpose is to look at this building for town offices. In the water and wastewater committee meetings, they're looking at all the other options that were listed. So
okay,
I think there were eight options. If you subtract out community center one, then there's seven left. And so they're responsible for looking at those. And then this committee, this ad hoc committee, which Brian and Carolyn started, is to look at redoing this location, this building. So.
Right,
just
but there was, but this committee had a little bit looser of a, because we could not only looking at this building for town offices, but we also could look at, this committee can also look at just the upgrades we'd like to see happen as well.
I think the ad hoc committee was to utilize this community center for the purpose of remodeling it to include town offices.
Okay, well then if that's specifically what the...
Well,
then the items I brought up are ancillary, you know, as far as what this office, this building needs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, yeah, we at some point we'd have to bring AET in to have them put some type of design down, because I don't think this building is large enough to accommodate any additional office spaces, so.
No, so you would have to either remodel it, and then it would no longer be a community center. It would be remodeled as town offices.
Well,
or you add on.
Yes.
So, but it's, yeah.
So there could be an add-on portion from here going that direction, which would be strictly the offices.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, this building could be remodeled at the same time, though.
Right, but that's not that is not the purpose of the committee. The purpose was for office spaces.
Right. Okay, no, I understand that. And in any event, since Carolyn's not here,
right.
Really, the next logical step is, though, to have AET come in at some point, or have a phone call with AET, if that's the design group we want to have them put some type of conceptual idea down.
Okay.
To bring back to the board. Do you agree, or?
We can do that, but we need Director Graham's agreement within that, so we'll have to create another, we'll have to have to hold another meeting so that we can do that.
Right.
Sorry, I know, can't do much with
Well, again, though, I still think that in parallel to that, we could still, you know, what conceptually we want to see happen.
Quote.
This right.
I can ask them for a quote to have bring back. So.
Is there any member of the public have any ideas as far as what you'd like to see implemented in this building?
I'm curious to know how many staff does this whatever space we're considering need to accommodate? Four?
It's not four. It's, let's see, give me a moment here, let me make sure. I've got one, two, three.
Essentially?
There could be more of that, because we do have some managers that are off-site that it would probably be beneficial for them to be all in one location. So we're looking from anywhere from 8 to 12. 8 to 12, with room for growth. That's what we have right now, but we do need room for growth. So with new developments coming in, you were probably eventually, not tomorrow or 5 years, but for down the future, you always want to have just a few more offices with room for growth. So.
So they all need dedicated office space, or can they have shared space?
Mostly dedicated office space. So,
there's
a couple of shared spaces with some of the designs that we created, where it's a shared space for somebody that's doing like customer service related work. They don't have offices. They have a shared kind of cubicle space, so.
Okay, so you've already done some sort of design work then?
That was presented to the board in March, I believe.
Okay.
But we're not moving forward with that. Remember, the Water and Wastewater Committee meeting is looking at different options.
But the requirements have been flushed out as to like how many people.
Yes, that's all the details of what we need have been flushed out. That was what was presented on the new office design that number came back at a much higher number than was anticipated. So that particular plan has been sidelined for now.
The plan, but the requirements haven't changed.
No, the standards have not changed.
So, yeah, it would be great to like see a list of what the requirements are and see. I don't know. I guess this 8 to 12 is not
going to... Didn't the AET proposal have all that in there?
Yeah, so the May 17th Board of Directors meeting will have the AET proposal as additional materials that's on there, and it has the full proposal of all the requirements, the space, the everything in there. So.
But for the benefit of what we're doing here, since we don't have that information, it would be helpful if you could summarize that for us so we have an answer. Question you just raised. I mean, it seems like 12 positions, and you said most need dedicated office space. I don't know what those positions are, but I'm going to imagine, let's say, your maintenance staff would be a central work site for them. That certainly wouldn't be individual offices for each. So that's the kind of information that would be helpful if we can be helpful with you. I'm curious, just in terms of square footage, how many square feet we talking about, and if it's a remodel of this building, how many square feet does this building have in it right now, and are there spaces that are not used much or underutilized, or is this building used a ton of the time, and to do anything to this building that would take away space for community activities could just be impractical. I mean, it would hurt the community, not help. Those are some of the things, at least that I'm here today to hear more about in order to maybe offer some thoughts on the way forward.
Yeah, certainly from my standpoint, I would not want to see anything happen to this building that took away from the community, because this is what this building is dedicated for. Some of the juggling act, and I'm going to go off a little track here, has to do with just how it's financed and paid for. Different envelopes, different wallets have to come into play. So I think that's where some of Dina's comments are coming in from. Is water, wastewater going to pay for this, or is this truly going to come out of the community fund? So that's where we have to kind of a little bit of a juggling act. But with that being said, yeah, the requirements don't change. We have a fixed, you know, need assessment. How that's broken up into either two different solutions or three different solutions, you know, that's kind of where we're at this point. I want this committee to come into play because I still feel that this building is the most logical spot because it's an existing building, we own it. So let's just rehabilitate it. But, you know, not knowing what water wastewater is going to come up with, they might come up with some alternative solutions that are more attractive. I don't know at this point. So it's we're kind of stumbling, you know, the starting point of this. Please.
So at the main meeting, I believe the last big meeting, there were comments around utilization of this building or the upgrading of this building, and I may have gone all the way with the wrong impression, but I came away with the impression that there had not been a detailed analysis done of what was required to upgrade this building, bring it to current code. I heard some generalizations about the architects thought it would be prohibitively expensive, and I came away with the impression that there was a foregone conclusion that it would be very impractical to try to use this building. Therefore, architectural group, don't waste your time or our money going through a whole big scenario of what we could do here. But I still came away with the thought that if this building needs some upgrading and has some things that need attention, then packaging that into whatever we do is the most sensible thing to do. And I also came away with the impression that there had been some thought given, and maybe even some design work done, on adding onto this building so that we didn't, perhaps it would be less expense, we could even incorporate perhaps prefab buildings that could connect to this, maybe there's a breezeway, maybe, you know, we actually latch onto it. But for my part, I would hold them. Why I'm here today is to hear what your thoughts are or what is going to be done to actually get a more up-to-date and thorough analysis of the things that need to be done in with this building to add on to whatever happens next. The doorways we were talking about and bathrooms, I guess, are not up to current code, etc.
Right, you're correct. So in the beginning of this, I had mentioned that Carolyn's not here, so we can't take any action. But the next logical action would be for us to hire a third-party vendor to come in and do an assessment of this building with what we're trying to, you know, implement at the same time.
And couldn't that be someone, I mean, basically somebody with building code experience? You don't really need an architect to come in here and spend thousands and thousands of dollars walking around and looking at things that need to be brought up to code. Anyone who's a certified and licensed building inspector contracted in has that expertise without spending that much money to do it. And I'm speaking from experience.
Sure.
I'm a former city manager that's done this kind of stuff.
I guess at this point, I don't know if we know what's in code or not in code at this point. It's very speculative. But in addition to bringing the building up to code, if it is out of code, there's things that I think the board would like to see, you know, accomplish, some of the remodeling. So to me, and maybe I'm looking at this backwards, and that could be, we need to figure out exactly what we'd like to see happen to this building and bring a third party in to give us a design estimate, and that would include any code upgrades that are necessary at that point. That's kind of how I'm thinking it. Am I looking at it wrong, or? And that's basically what AET would do for us if we decided to move forward with them. They would come in and give us a proposal.
So is there a reason that somebody couldn't just go down to the city with a set of plans and draw an extension of a building and say, what do we need to do this, instead of hiring somebody? Because they're going to do the same thing. Am I correct?
Can I answer that question for you? I don't know how the county works, and we're in the county, but counties and city planning and building inspection, etc., they don't do that work for you. They expect you to bring them a plan that's acceptable. They'll critique it as to whether or not it's up to standard and offer comment, not offer, they'll give you comments on what needs to be done, and then you need to go back and correct it.
Right, but they should also have a list of requirements for that we could take a list and go through that and see what we can do on our own.
They do. But there's another thing that you need to look into. I don't know anything more about it than what I'm going to say right now. But I was told many years ago that government buildings have to be built to a significantly higher standard because they're expected to survive disasters, particularly earthquakes. You need to find out what special construction requirements apply to government buildings, because you have to be able to keep the two plants running, the water plant, the wastewater. You have to be able to keep those running after a disaster, which means your building has to survive the disaster. And that means it costs more than the building. But one of the reasons that you're having a problem with the costs here is because you've started with a defective premise. The two parts defective in the premise. One is that all of the staff need offices. No, they don't. The agencies where I was on the board, one of them, even the manager on site did not have an office, just in a cubicle. I don't think that's practical, because I've long said that over.
And I appreciate your comments, and I want to hear them, but you know, I'm not. Please don't. You're making the assumption that we're coming from a position we haven't investigated what the requirements are. You might disagree with what the requirements are, but for the sake of this conversation, can we please agree that we've hired a third party group. They've already vetted what our requirements should look like based on staff input and as well as other externalities. So
when you're evaluating the possible use of this building, if your premise is wrong as to how much space you need, then your evaluation is no good. Ego.
Okay, well, we know how many staff members we have, so we know how many office spaces we need.
If the staff members are usually out in the field, they don't all need offices.
No, they don't. But the ones that are operating, you know, in the at the office on an 8-to-5 basis, they do need an office space. So the counting, the building.
They don't all need offices. Yes, they need office space. They don't need offices.
Okay, but the square footage doesn't change at the end of the day. So,
yes, it does. Offices are well known to take almost double the amount of space of cubicle space.
I find. So I what was your second point that you wanted to make?
That you're fundamental premise of every staff
not every member has to have an office space, correct? Not every member is getting an office space.
No, that's not what I remember saying.
And so, forgive me, I think I'm a little dense today. So for the purpose of this meeting, the focus of this meeting, again, is to talk about other uses for this building and how that might be incorporated into going forward to
Well, the purpose of the meeting was basically to authorize, to bring to the board an authorization for us to hire a third-party organization to bring a plan, set of plans back once we give them some input. So that's really the starting point of this committee.
A set of plans for this building?
For this building.
Including incorporation of activities that aren't here now, or just a plan for bringing the office space into this building?
To bring an office space into this building. So in parallel, at the same time, though, that's where I'm asking Monica and other staff, hey, what other things would you like to see happen while, you know, there's hammers and saws going on here? So that's kind of whether or not the remaining board wants to move forward with what we come up with. Maybe they might pick and choose a portion of it. Maybe they might just say, hey, let's just do the bathrooms and we just want to expand the, you know, the board area. You know, I don't know until they've gone down their path, but we need in parallel. That's kind of where this board's coming from. Yeah, I don't want to put it on the spot. I brought that up here, so that's not fair.
We're not prepared to answer that, so I will not put my staff on point right there. Like, if this committee directs me that that's something they want to see, then we will work together and provide that. So, but I'm not going to just put her on, you know, blast right there. So, but in the future, if this committee, if that's something they'd like to see, then we can investigate that.
I'm sure she has a long list of things, so yeah. We'll give her an opportunity to put those on paper and process it for her. So.
In terms of remodeling this building, how would that address the acre? This acre is at the most half the size of what you really need in this community.
Yeah, and so what I said, it's not up here, it's on Dina's paper there, but one of the items I'd like to see happen is this boardroom being expanded, because it is too small. And not having the public going through our meetings, I think is beneficial to us and to the public. You were here the other night, you saw the kids coming in for the pool, so.
Yeah, so if you try and put office space and the public board meeting room in this building, I just don't see how you anywhere near enough square footage to go.
Probably not. That's why we'd have to have probably an expansion one way or the other. So that's part of what the design company would come back with.
And by the way, I didn't give another opportunity previously to play this. I agree that the $13 million is just totally wrong.
It's definitely a higher number than we anticipated. Again, that's water waste where they're looking into that, so, you know.
But now, keep in mind that somebody pointed out, and I'm pretty sure this is correct, that if you do something that's actually an add-on to this building, that triggers all the requirements of upgrading the whole building. At least if it's above a certain percentage, and I don't know what percentage of the Boston County uses, but typically it's like if it's somewhere between 30 and 50, depending on jurisdiction, percent, then you have to remodel the whole building.
And again, that's just another data point we have to understand, and at this point, we don't understand.
So one possibility, and I don't know if it's within the scope of this particular committee, what if you basically built a standalone meeting room as a separate building?
Yeah, this could be strictly looking at this building. That's it. So again, I mean, I apologize, Carolyn, couldn't make it today. Really, the action that we would take is then to authorize or request the board to authorize us to contract with a third-party vendor to actually bring design based on just some rudimentary, you know, ideas that we have at this point. Well, sending their you know, deliverable out to, you know, for bid is one thing. So just because they give us an estimation on their part doesn't mean that's what it's going to cost. You know, the $13 million, that was their estimation. It never went out to bid, so we really don't know. But it was probably close.
Are you looking for community input on what those additional activities or might be that are going to be designed into this plan?
Absolutely.
Where and when would that
occur? That could occur at the next ad hoc committee. You know, I don't know. Logistically, I maybe either the next one or the one afterwards. I think maybe the board have to approve us to move forward and then give some feedback.
The only thing with getting everybody together to give you their thoughts at 11 o'clock in the morning is kind of not a very good time for working folks. You know, I would imagine everybody here is not working or working or something. So I don't know if that's just a restriction you guys have for this figure of time slot.
You know, and that could be moved to a regular meeting. I don't know. I mean, I think with enough notice, we could, couldn't we?
Just to a regular meeting?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
If we wanted feedback from the public as far as what they'd like to see happen in this building, instead of having it at the ad hoc committee time, it could be at a 7 o'clock meeting, potentially.
Like a board meeting?
Yeah.
In the board meeting?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, you know, it could be moved around. You know, again, at this point, we're just trying to get the ball going here, at least get some people looking at this building to give us a fair estimate of where we stand. And at this point, none of that's taking place. So nobody really knows where we're at.
When this room is used for this kind of meeting, what else is it used for?
To open the community.
Well, what kinds of things happen in this room?
Meetings.
Card games.
Card games.
We have card games. We have
cooling center.
Cooling center and card games.
This building was not designed for the town of Discovery Bay. It was, you know, this used to be an old gymnasium. It used to be a club, so they used to work out here. So, well, I'm not sure what else we really accomplish at this point. I know at least you have a couple items to look at. We need to have a meeting to get Carolyn to authorize. Do you have anything else? Kirk?
So I guess this building as it is will not accommodate the offices. So therefore, you know, it has to be an add-on as opposed to a modular, which I think another committee is going to be looking at dropping a modular in the store or whatever. I guess the benefits of having it here are that you've got some infrastructure here, you've got restrooms, you don't have to, you know, rebuild restrooms, you know. So just need to look at, you know, particular kind of add-on as opposed to things, right?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, again, the financing is the critical element, because water, wastewater is our only revenue source. Yeah, but we can't use water, wastewater dollars for landscaping purposes. We can't use it for the community center purposes. It only can be used for the operation of producing water and taking care of the wastewater. So that's where things get very complicated, because water, wastewater is renting this building, and are rented for the purposes of meetings. So trying to get some of those dollars allocated here is kind of where I'm going at. You know, there's gonna be some hoops to jump through, there's gonna be some legal hoops to jump through, But if it's strictly a, if water and wastewater is not involved in this building, it's strictly on the community center dollars, well, we're going to be limited how far we can go. There is a deal with every sold lot that we will get a portion of it.
How's that the way it works?
I don't know, it'd be 3-4 years before we see the totality. So, yeah, very frustrating. But just unfortunately, how Discovery Bay was, this town was created.
So the water wastewater funds can only be used for construction or remodeling that.
It can only be used for the purposes of the operation and production of water and for the purposes of, you know, the wastewater remediation.
They're enterprise funds, they're Prop 218 funds, so they have to be used for those purposes.
We do that now. Yeah, that takes place now.
Yeah, so the Parks and Recreation side of the district, the non-enterprise side, that's got to be some revenue. I'm just going to go over my tax bill. There's got to be some revenue going to Parks and Recreation. We can't do anything involved.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate we're set up. So where do you live? Do you live in the golf course? You live in the golf course?
Yeah.
So Zone 8 is the, which is all Discovery Bay proper, the water, and the deep water homes and off water homes, which has the biggest landscaping issue. The county has a predetermined dollar amount that they give us. It's 1% of 1% of the collected property tax. So it's a number they've determined. It's our allowance, if you will. And unfortunately, it works out to about $700,000 a year. It's for Zone 8, which where you live in the deep water homes in Clipper. That's Zone 8. So the property tax collected by the county that's given back to the town can only be used for those purposes, for the landscaping.
So there isn't a separate assessment for landscaping? Like I said, I got to look at the...
It depends where you live in Discovery Bay. I'm in Zone 9 by the school. There is an assessment there. But in Zone 8, there is no assessment. So, and there's no escalator. And that's the biggest problem that we have. So it's all based on what the county gives us back as far as their tax dollar revenue. All right. So I think that's all we can accomplish today. I'm going to adjourn the meeting at 11:33 and that's good on the meeting.